Hello, this is Real Talk Fine Talk. I am Ben Shubble, and today's topic is Heaven is Real and Hell is No Joke. I'll tell you a little bit about myself before I tell you my story. So at the age of 8 years old, I first encountered Jesus in my room, and I was lying down on the bed with my younger brother. And I don't know what time it is, but probably 3, 4 a.m.-ish, I woke up and I noticed that I couldn't move. The power was so strong, I couldn't move. Only thing I could move was my eyes, just going to and fro like that. But that was all I could do. And then I noticed there were about minimum 15 angels surrounding me in a circle. And then came this man in the middle, and he spoke a sentence to me. And not long after that, I watched as this whole atmosphere disappeared. It literally felt like it zapped off. Now, I didn't tell anyone for many years, but when I finally got to the point where I could tell someone, this was what I said. I said, it felt like another world came into our world, and our world became insignificant, became smaller. So that was how I was able to describe it. So that was one of the first times I saw Jesus as a little girl. So I will tell you my story now. I believe it was the 21st of October. The Holy Spirit said to me in 2012, Benny, I want you to go on a 21 days fasting. And I was like, what? Okay. I've never done such kind of fast before for that long. The 21 days fasting is commonly referred to as the Danish fast. So I was like, okay, I'll commence with it in a couple of days' time. But then the Holy Spirit said to me, no, Benny, I want you to start it tomorrow. So I told my husband, and he willingly said to me, or he joined me, and we do it for 21 days. Now, in my heart, I knew the Lord wanted to show me something. In my spirit, I could tell that God wanted to take me to heaven. So the following day, we commenced the fasting. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, Benny, the Lord is going to take you to heaven. Now, I've always wanted to visit heaven. I've always wanted to see Father God and Jesus. But mind you, I have seen the Father God and Jesus many times in my dreams. It didn't just happen overnight that, oh, the Holy Spirit wanted to, or God wanted to take me to heaven. No, it didn't happen like that way. For many years, I had dreams of the rapture, dreams of the second coming of Christ, dreams of visiting heaven, where I literally would visit heaven, an angel would take me to heaven, and I'll visit heaven, dreams of seeing the Father, Lord God Almighty, dreams of Jesus. So the Holy Ghost prepared me for so many years with these dreams. And finally, it was happening. It was truly happening. And then, lo and behold, the first night as we began to fast, nothing happened. And I was like, okay. But then the Holy Spirit said to me, "Say, Benny, go on YouTube. I want you to watch some of the testimonies of those who have visited heaven." And he did that for three reasons. Number one, it was to increase my test after righteousness and holiness. The second reason why he wanted me to do that was also to so that I can understand what the Lord God Almighty will show me when I visit heaven. And thirdly, it was also to prepare me for the journey that he has in store for me. So I went on YouTube and I began to watch testimonies like that of the Jessie Duplantis, Anna Rountree. I listened to her as well. I listened to Jeanette, I can't remember her name now. And I listened to a few others. There were quite many of them. I was really blessed. And what it did literally, it increased my test. For after righteousness, it increased my desire to visit heaven. Now, the second night, everything in me knew I was going to visit heaven. And I was very scared. I was very scared. I was scared because I knew my spirit will leave my body. I didn't know what to feel, but then I remembered. I am with the life giver himself. I have nothing to fear. So in the midst of fear, I said, Lord, if I die, I die. I got to that stage. So the second night, while I was asleep, all of a sudden, my spirit man jumped up. I was alert in spirit. So I opened my eyes. And when I opened my eyes, I sat up on my bed. And lo and behold, there was a bright light. Oh my gosh. The sun wasn't that bright. The brightness of light was so much. And then lo and behold, two angels came into my room and said to me, telepathically, they didn't speak. So anyways, one of them carried me on the shoulders and the other one on my foot, my feet, and they carried me off and carried me into this heavenly vehicle. Again, I wasn't too surprised because I have seen this heavenly vehicle before in my dreams. In one of my dreams I had where an angel came for me and him and I entered this same heavenly vehicle and we were transported to heaven. From what I remember from the dream, I went for an occasion in heaven, but when I came back and after the dream, I couldn't remember the details of it. So we got into this heavenly vehicle and we were transported on the most amazing speed. So fast, but yet it was comfortable. It felt like I was standing on solid ground. It felt really that comfortable. And as we zoomed up, lo and behold, we busted through the earth and I saw the galaxies. Oh my gosh. I remember thinking to myself, my God, these are the planets. I don't have to pay millions to go see the planets. My gosh, am I really seeing this? So yes, that did happen. But the angels didn't speak to me. They didn't speak to me at all. They just literally kept on going forward with the vehicle. So not long after that, there was a tunnel. Now, this tunnel was, we were coming out of the earth like this, and there was a tunnel, and the vehicle began to proceed into the tunnel. And as we proceeded into the tunnel, all of a sudden, at the end of the tunnel was a face. Now, this face was massive because it literally filled the whole tunnel. And then I noticed something. The face of this person, this man, was so sad. And there was tear running down his left cheek. And I thought to myself, who is this? Why is he so sad? Later on, when I arrived back from heaven after my visit, the Holy Spirit did say to me, that was Jesus I saw. That Jesus was looking at the earth. And he was very sad at the condition of the earth. Hence the reason he cried. And then I remembered the scripture that said, Jesus wept. Now, in continuation of my story, so we landed in heaven, the suburbs of heaven, and it was a cool evening. It was a cool evening, and the angels literally just pointed me to the direction of a lady who was like in a kiosk and then a shop. So they left. I didn't see them anymore. And then I went towards this lady, and she asked me my name, and I told her, and she had like 5 golden tickets hanging out, and she looked through them, found my name and gave it to me. And she later explained to me that the other 4 are for other blessed people who will be visiting heaven that night. So as I took the ticket over, I began to walk towards a city. Now, when I was walking towards a city, there was a gate. It wasn't closed, but there was an angel there guarding it. And as I walked towards the city, the angel didn't speak to me. He literally just reached out his hand and said, you know, for me to give him, I believe, to give him the ticket. So I gave him the ticket. And once he got my golden ticket, he allowed me into the city. Now, as I began to walk towards the city, I noticed something. I was walking on brick stones. Yeah, bricks. And not the golden streets like people talked about, but then I'll explain the reason why. You see, I suffered with depression for over 20 years. And as at 2012, it was still very much ongoing in my life before the Lord healed me in 2019. So one thing that the Lord did during my visit was not to show me the beauty of heaven. No, he didn't show me the beauty of heaven because he knew I wouldn't come back. No way. I wouldn't come back. So he didn't show me. So instead of seeing the street of gold, I saw it in the form of bricks. But yeah, I did work on it. And then lo and behold, I appeared in a room. And in this room, there were two angels wearing white gowns, and they were just talking. And I could hear what they were talking about. They were talking about somebody who I knew was still on the earth. And this person was, you know, it was very dear to me. So then one of them pointed at the at a direction. So I followed the direction, and lo and behold, I saw this person's spirit that they were talking about. He was so much younger. He looked like 20. I mean, why this person back on earth is in his mid-50s? But when I saw his spirit was very young, like 20-ish, no more than that. And then I began to intercede for this person to, you know, with the angels. And then lo and behold, while we were talking, a wall literally cave in. That's the way I could put it. It was like, you know, when you have a candle and you put a paper, a lit candle, you put a paper on top of it, are the bones like that inside out? That was what happened to the wall. And lo and behold, came Jesus through the opening. My God, Jesus. Now, no one needed to tell me it was Jesus, because in heaven, there is a knowing, you know, there's knowledge, you know. And again, I've seen him so many times in my dreams. And I saw him when I was a little girl once. So I knew him. And he walked in. He looked at me, sternly looked directly in my eyes for a while, and then proceeded to pick up this person's spirit. Now, this person's spirit in heaven was so weak. I mean, so weak, they couldn't even stand up. Was sitting on the floor, so weak like this. And Jesus took this person's spirit and was about to walk through the opening on the wall with this person. And I remember shouting, "No, Lord, please don't. I love him, please." Then Jesus turned back and looked at me as if to say, "Because of you." Then after a while he spoke, he said, "Because of you, I'm not going to take him home. But he needs to buckle up," he said to me. Lo and behold, while we were speaking, I was sucked back like a vacuum, back into my body, right on my bed. And my God, when I got back, I was like, wow. My husband was sleeping beside me. He didn't see what was going on. Because when the light initially shone, the first time that the angels came for me, my husband was asleep. But I saw him turn, you know, unconsciously turn, probably because the light was just too bright. So he was still very much asleep. I was like, my God. Did I just visit heaven? Really? Wow. But then I began to pray. Not long after that, again, these two angels came for me, still on this heavenly vehicle, we transported back to heaven. Now, when we got to heaven, I was directed to a room, to a door. And this door led to a room. Again, the angels disappeared, I didn't see them anymore. So as I got to the room, I opened the door. And when I opened the door, lo and behold, I saw the owner of the room, my mother. Oh my gosh, I saw my mother. She was like no more than 20 years old. No, no more than that. In heaven, everyone is young. Everyone is really young. And she was beaming with joy and smile. And with her were two other ladies who, again, because you have knowledge in heaven, I knew they were my sisters. I knew they were my siblings. Now, just to let you know, my mom died in 2006 in a carbon monoxide incident in London in 2006, yes. And my sister's two younger children died as well. Now, when my mom died, I said to the Lord, "Lord, I'm not going to ask you why, but I want to know where my mom is. Please tell me where my mom is." And I had two dreams. And in these dreams, I saw my mom. One of them, she was being transported by an angel from heaven. And she came to the earth and visited all her children. I remember while she was leaving, I said to her, Is Jesus real? And this was what she said to me. Don't say that. Don't you know it is by the grace of God that you're seeing me right now? That was what she said to me in the dream. Of course I knew Jesus was real, but I don't know why I got so curious in the dream. I did ask anyways. And another time I saw her as well as she was in heaven. So when I saw her this time when I went, I wasn't too surprised, but I was very, very pleased because I love my mom. So she was beaming with joy, so happy to see me. And then she quickly pulled me and said, come, 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 and took me to a desk. And on her desk was a letter. And she said, I'm writing a letter to the Father. I'm writing a letter to the Father. And she was interceding for her children. Now, I read the letter, but when I came back to earth, the content of it was taken away from me. All through my visit to heaven, I was only allowed to remember what God would allow me to. I would remember the instances, but the details sometimes was taken away from me. So that was what happened. So the other two ladies were just beaming at me with joy. They looked so much like my siblings on earth. But then I remembered my mom told me once she had a miscarriage many, many, many years ago. So again, our loved ones are waiting for us in heaven. Praise God for that. Now, in heaven, I was literally guided in every way. I was led in every way. This invisible hand of God will always guide me. So I was guided out of the room. And then lo and behold, I came in front of a door. Now, this door had nothing holding it. It was just by itself. But then it was half ajar. It was half opened. So I was able to look into through it. And I saw that there was a whole new world through that opening. There was a whole new world through that door. And again, before I knew it, I was sucked back into my body. Three times that night, I visited heaven. Now, the third time I visited heaven that night, I didn't see the angels anymore, the vehicle. I literally, as I began to pray, was sucked it back into heaven. And then this time, I appeared in a room and the angel said to me, the Lord would like to see you. I was like, okay. I was excited. I was so, so excited because I love Jesus. He's my life. So this time, the angel guided me to a warehouse, but a very big one. He didn't go in with me. He just told me to go in. And again, this invisible hand of God came and was guiding me. As he was guiding me through to go forward, I could hear some ladies laughing. They were so joyous. They were just talking and laughing. I think in one of the offices, I wasn't too sure what it was. But as I was being guided, it led me to one door that was half ajar. So the Holy Spirit, I believe it's the Holy Spirit of God, the hand of God guided me through that door and I went in. And when I got into the room, there was a man sitting on a three-seater couch. It was half sitting, just half lying down. And then opposite him was a two-seater couch. And in the middle was a coffee table with some papers on it. Letters. I was thinking, oh, okay. But then I came before this man. The hand of God directed me before this man. And then the next thing I noticed was this. Everything in me wanted to worship this man. But I didn't know who this man is because all knowledge was taken away from me at that moment, you see. I didn't know who this man was because he had one of the letters in his hand. And it was like he was reading it, so I didn't see his face. And again, all knowledge was taken away from me at that moment. So here I was before a man I didn't know, and everything in me wanted to worship him. Now, if you know Benny, you will know that that's not Benny. No, Benny is quite stubborn. I don't bow to people. I only bow to God. And I remember the night before, before I went to heaven that day, I said to my husband, we're having a conversation. I said to him, I just don't know the way God made me. I said, it's either you like me or you don't like me, but I only bow to God. That's what I do, So we joked about it. So here I am standing before this man, and everything in me wanted to worship him. Literally, my body was bending down, was bowing. I had no control. And then in my mind, I said, okay, since I have no control, I will just curtsy. I won't bow because I only bow to God. You still have your thinking in heaven. You very much still have your thinking. So that was what I was thinking.
But then as I began to bow, you know, resisting, the man laughed out and laughed. I said, in a very funny way, said, I know you wouldn't bow to nobody else. Yeah, I'm saying, oh my God, who knows me that much? I don't know this man. Dad knows me that well. And then the hand of God again came and guided me in a sliding motion. And I sat on the two-seater couch opposite this man. And I was just looking at him. And finally he spoke. And he said, Benny, I just wanted to let you know I've seen your letters. Again, you have your thinking in heaven. So I was thinking, I didn't write any letter. I don't understand this. And then, as I was thinking that, lo and behold, I don't know how to describe this. It's like warm oil poured through my head into my body. Knowledge was downloaded into me in a very rapid form. It was so sweet. It was warm. And then I began to recollect. Jesus, by the time it dawned on me, because knowledge was poured into me, and I screamed, Jesus, Lord! And then he took the paper off his face and smiled at me. And immediately I was sucked back into my body. I sucked back straight into my body. So when I got back to my body, I was like, Lord, my God. You mean our letters, our praises are like letters before God. It's recorded. Every prayer that we make is before God is recorded. So that was really good to know. Another time, my visit continued for such a long time. 21 days I started. And another time an angel visited me and said to me, Benny, the Lord would like to see you. Now, with the angels of God, I must tell you something. They are ever so polite. Oh my gosh, they are ever so polite. So they asked me. And then when they asked me, not so much in words, but telepathically, they asked me and I yielded. I yielded means I literally just surrendered. I surrendered. Now, when I surrendered, they took me. One of them had a shoulder on my hand, on one side of the shoulder. The other one, I think my hand, I can't remember my shoulder. Anyways, we were lifted up. And when we were lifted up, we appeared in a room. And in this room, I appeared before Jesus, just maybe about 3 feet away, no more than that. And Jesus was instructing me in this room. And I also noticed that the apostles were there. Yes. About 15 of them and some angels as well, they were all there. And Jesus proceeded to talk to me about certain things. I remember nodding in agreement, in accordance with what he said to me. But again, when I came back to the earth, that knowledge was taken away from me. But I remember that very, very quickly. So anyway, so after we finished speaking, it was time for me to come back to earth. And I remember saying to Jesus, can I just stay just a little bit longer? Because every time I come, it's just like, I'm back over. Can I just stay just a little bit longer, Lord? Now, Jesus paused for a while. In other words, it was like he was seeking approval from the Father, because Jesus is not a quick talker. No, no, no. It's not a quick talker. He's very careful with his words. He's very elegant, very majestic. And after a while, he said to me, okay, you can stay. Boy, was I happy. I was so happy. I'm going to stay. So I watched as Jesus spoke with the disciples and the angels, and we went to the balcony. Now, when we got to the balcony, I could see the angels really busy, running to and fro, doing really busy. We were really busy in preparation for the rapture. And then I remember looking at Jesus and the angel and the disciples talking. And I said to myself, Lord, am I really seeing what I'm saying? Am I really in the midst of Jesus? Is this really happening to me? Because in heaven, you still have all your thinking, you really do. I was shocked. I was so shocked. And while I was thinking that, lo and behold, a shiny, oh my God, shinier than the one that the first light I saw in my room, a shiny light appeared from above me. This light was powerful. This light was piercing. This light was intimidating.
Now, when this light shone on me, my God, I was melting like a candle wax. I couldn't stand. I couldn't. Because under this light, truth is revealed. I saw myself for who I was. I saw I wasn't worthy. I was ashamed. The light was just too beautiful and too pure. Though I begged Jesus to stay, I began to shout, "Lord, I want to go back. I want to go back. Take me back. Take me back." I began to shout out. And lo and behold, I was sucked back into my spirit, into my body. My spirit was sucked back into my body. Another time, I remember an angel came for me and he said, "Benny, you know, you have an appointment in heaven." Again, when I hear things like that, you know, I get so excited. I get so excited because, my God, I live for that. And don't forget, you know, I was still fasting. I was still praying. I was still watching the Christian videos that the Holy Spirit told me to watch. And I was being attacked every night by the devil. Honestly, the attacks, it was attacking me through dreams, attacking me physically at night. But that didn't deter me. I knew who I am. And that was my comfort, that I belonged to Jesus. So when he came for me this time around, I remember when we got to heaven, we were like in a very big banquet hall and there was party going on. Oh yeah, party. And the saints, they were worshiping, praise. Everyone was dancing. The angels too, they were dancing. I remember, I think it was like 7 to 8 foot angel came to me and gave me an olive branch, not bigger than that. And they were all dancing and all dancing and celebrating. You know, I remember that very vividly. It was really, really good to see. And then one night after about over 7 visits to heaven, don't forget, sometimes I would visit heaven twice that night, in the night. But one night, as I was asleep, my spirit now woke up. And then I became alert. And as I sat down on my bed, all of a sudden, I felt a presence in my room. I knew. And I just assumed that, you know, it's the angels again coming to take me to the Lord. I assumed it. So I yielded. I literally yielded. Meaning I allowed my spirit to leave my body. But this time was different. This time, something grabbed me here and here in a very rough manner. And I knew something wasn't right. And what I saw next baffled me. It was a devil. The devil. It was about 8 feet tall. Grabbed me here, grabbed me there. Pulled me from the bed. He wasn't allowed to hurt me. He wasn't allowed to hurt me in any way. He didn't hurt me. But he dragged me up from the bed, pulled me to the center of the room. My husband was still asleep. He didn't know what was going on. And then he swung with me 7 times like that. High speed, like a tornado. The next thing, the ground opened. Yes, the ground opened. And we began to descend. Oh my God, I was scared. I was fearful. But then I remembered I belonged to God. And I also remember that the Bible tells us that nothing shall by any means hurt us. And I also remember that God says he's given his angels charge over us. So what did I do? In the midst of fear, I began to exercise courage. So in other words, courage is not the absence of fear, guys. It's you exercising faith and doing the right thing in the midst of fear. I began to recite Psalm 23. So as we descended into hell, the first thing I could smell was burning sulfur. Now, guys, Jesus really protected me because that was the only time I smelled sulfur. And that was the only time I felt the heat. While I was in hell, the Lord shielded me. So as we descended, not long afterwards, we burst out into hell. Now, guys, hell has got a sky and grounds like the earth does. I'll tell you what I saw. But the sky is black, completely black. And the grounds was just full of rubbles of burnt out stuff, literally burnt out. There wasn't any light in her. The only light I could see was from the molten lava, the redness. And again, as we were descending, I was able to look up and I saw the devil. He had this massive batty wings, very brownish, dirtyish, clayish color. It was very muscular, yes. And he had this huge, big elephant tusk on, right in the middle of his forehead. And he had a massive dragon tail. As he began to flap down and bring me down to the grounds of earth, of hell, he wasn't allowed to hurt me. So he dropped me gently. And when he dropped me, now we appeared at the gates of hell. There was some other demon that looked like a witch, like 4 feet. They were there anyways. But then there was this tree in the middle of the entrance of hell. It was all burnt out. It was dead. There was no leaf, nothing on it. It was literally completely burnt out. But then the fighting spirit in me, I don't know for whatever reason, I ran towards the tree. And I was probably trying to pluck a branch. The thing just fell into my hand because it was already dead. And here I am. I stood before that devil. I was waving him the stick. Are you the devil? Are you the devil? My boldness got to him and he began to laugh. Oh, oh, oh. I mean, I tried to do it, but my God, was he just... He was laughing at me, at my boldness. Then I said to him, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Immediately, he fell down. And the other demon was, he fell down. And finally, he got up and he said to me, do you know when you called Jesus? Only the two of them that were there fell down and not the whole of hell. The devil is a father of lies. That was what he said. Then I began to quote Galatians 2:20 at him. I was crucified with Jesus, I said. Nevertheless, I live. It's no longer I who live. But before I could finish, a hand, massive hand, appeared from heaven. Woof! Took hold of my shoulders and pulled me out of hell. Back into my body. Now, when I got back to my body, boy, was I scared. I could not believe I just visited hell. I could not believe that I truly visited hell and I saw the devil. I mean, I'd seen him in dreams, but my God, I was shaking. I began to write, but I could barely write because every time my visitation started, I started to write things down. The Holy Spirit told me to write things. I do have a book and it's full up. But on that particular night, my hand was shaking. I couldn't write. I was so scared. And I remember saying to the Lord, Lord, don't take me back to hell. Don't do that, please. But then I also understood that it's not me. The will of God is all that matters. So I remember saying to the Lord, Lord, only if you go with me again, please, not on my own. But then the following morning, the Holy Spirit said to me, Benny, you did not test that spirit before you yielded. I was like, I don't understand, Lord. It said, the Bible said, test every spirit. When that spirit entered your room, he said to me, you assumed it was the angel, but you forgot the Bible says, test every spirit. So I repented from that and I knew I've got to test every spirit and so on. Now, I also knew I was going to visit hell again. Oh boy, I knew. And I was really scared. So 2 nights after my first visit, I was still fasting and praying. The two angels came to my room and they told me the Lord would like to see you. I assumed they were going to heaven, so I was very happy. But lo and behold, they hit my hands and the next thing I knew, I was in hell. I appeared in hell and these angels were nowhere to be found. I was like, my God, what is going on? This doesn't make sense. And I was in a cage in hell. And there were all that empty cages. It was met about, you know, in a cave, a cave under the earth. And I was thinking to myself, my God, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. What am I doing in hell, in a cage? I couldn't make sense of it. Then something happened. 5 angels appeared in the same cage and they began to play music. One of them even had a harp. again, I'm thinking, is this real? What is going on? They began to serenade me with music. And after about what seems like, I would say, about 3, 4, 5 minutes, I guess, one of them pointed to a direction. And then I looked. And lo and behold, it was the Lord. The Lord was standing in the air. And as soon as I saw the Lord, the cage and everything disappeared. And I joined the Lord in the air. And together we came and our foot touched the earth, the ground. And then the Lord looked at me in a very stern way and said, Benny, we are going to go through hell. I was very scared. And I said, Lord, only if you go with me. Right there and there, something happened. I was transformed back to that 8-year-old girl. Yes, I became an 8-year-old girl again. And Jesus said to me, Benny, hold my hand. Do not let go. So we began to walk through hell. I heard Jesus' heart. And as we began to walk, oh my God, the attacks from left, right, center. The devil and the demons would attack me on one hand, one side of the hand. I was quickly rushed to the other side of Jesus. I was like that. You know, Jesus, my God, Jesus didn't say a word. Jesus just kept walking. He was a man on a mission. He did not look to the left. He did not look to the right. He was walking and he was walking. So as they were attacking me on the left, attacking me on the right, I was swapping sides, you know, to go. But I don't even know how to describe it. It was really hard. They were throwing profanities upon profanities. But guess what? Jesus shielded me. I knew they were doing it, but I didn't hear what they were saying. He shielded me. But as we continued to walk, the attack intensified. And I remember thinking, Lord, get me out of here. But Jesus didn't say anything. He just kept walking. At a point, you know, I slipped because we were walking on snake and creepy stuff. It was really horrible. It was dirty. I didn't smell it all because, again, Jesus protected me. And I slipped and I fell. I remember getting up quickly and running towards Jesus and grabbing his hand. Again, Jesus didn't say a word. He just kept walking. I grabbed his hand and we continued to walk and the attacks carried on. Finally, I saw a light at the end of the tunnel. And when we finally reached the end of the tunnel, the attack even intensified more. And finally, we got out of the tunnel and got to a safe place. And these demons were still throwing spears and arrows and everything. They did all they could. But finally, we got to safety. And then I was transformed back to my normal size. And then Jesus looked at me and said, Benny, you will go through hell again. It was very sad when I said it. I thank God for his godly wisdom because I said right back to him, only if you go with me, Lord. Now, when Jesus said I was going to go through hell again, I thought probably I'll visit hell again. That was what I thought, but I didn't understand. It was years later I got to understand what it meant. It meant I was going to go through hell on this earth. And boy, did I go through hell. The devil did all he could to destroy me. All he could. Only the grace of God saved me. So back to our story. So after Jesus told me that, I knew he was going to go back to heaven and I back to earth. I knew that. So he looked at me and lo and behold, he went to heaven and simultaneously I too was sucked back into my body. When I got back to my body, I cried. I cried because I didn't want to go to hell again. And I just prayed. And I just prayed. I wrote everything down. And finally, I slept off. Now, the next day, I told my family what had happened. They were a bit shocked, but not too shocked. I'll tell you why. Because my daughter, when she was 14 years old, this was before my visit to heaven began. In fact, a couple of months before it began, she did something to me that I didn't really like. So I said to her, go to your room. Just get out. Go to your room. So she was crying and she left. About 5 minutes later, she came running into my sitting room. Mommy, I said, what? Have you seen Jesus? She said, Jesus is in my room. I was like, really? Really? What did he say?
And she said, all he said to me was, peace be unto you. I was like, really? She said, yes. I said, what did he wear? And then she proceeded to describe Jesus. He was tall. He had beard, a neat beard, she said. He had a white gown, a robe, and a purple slash. She said, purple slash. That was all she said. Again, this was 2 months before my visits to heaven began. And I mean, my family were used to having Jesus in our midst. So it wasn't too much of a shock to them. But hell was when I told them I visited hell. Anyway, back to the story. So after that visit, I was not very cautious. Very cautious as to how I yield my spirit before I'm taking it anymore. So a couple of nights after that, two angels appeared in my room. And when they did, this time, oh my God, I'm going to test them. You're not going to mess with me, I said in my head. But before I could even test them, this was what they did. Glory be to God, Jehovah. They praised God right in front of me. They glorified God. So I knew they were from God. So they said to me, the Lord would like to see you. Again, they're ever so, so gentle and well-mannered. So this time, we appeared in heaven. Now, when we appeared in heaven, I was shocked to see what I saw. I saw Jesus all dressed up in a, you know, like a gentleman, yes. He was dressed up as a gentleman. And immediately I too was transformed into a beautiful lady wearing a ball gown. Now, let me tell you what happened the night before or the day before. So I was in my kitchen cooking, yeah? So I said to my, I don't know, for whatever reason, a song was playing. And I was saying to myself, oh, I love to dance the waltz dance with Jesus, a ballroom dance. So I just applied faith. I left what I was doing. I began to do, I don't know if you watched Sound of Music, yeah? So Lisa, the girl, did. I began to dance with this imaginary person. I just imagined it was just Jesus. So I began to dance. I began to laugh. I was thinking, my God, am I really doing this? But I did anyways. And later on, I just forgot about it. But here I am in heaven. Jesus was ready for me. Wow. I wore the most beautiful gown. It was gold. I loved it. And then Jesus and I began to dance. And we giggled and giggled. It reminded me of the king and I when Anna danced with the king. Oh my God, that was how it was. It really was like that. We danced and it was the most perfect night. Jesus was the most perfect date ever. My God, I could not believe this was happening to me, but it did happen. Now, after it was over, Jesus said to me, Benny, let's go fight some battles. Yes, he said to me, let's go fight some battles. Right in front of my eyes, I was transformed into a warrior. I was wearing armor and so was Jesus. Now, I remember we went to the second heaven and we were fighting. The detail of it all afterwards when I got back to earth was taken away from me. But I remember a little bit. We were fighting. I remember giving a good kick to that devil. And it's, oh my God, I love that part, yes. But the majority of it was taken away from me. Praise God. God hears everything that we say, all that we do, the most minute thought in our hearts. He sees it all. Praise God. So after that happened, I was back to my body. Then one night, an angel came for me and we went to heaven. And we appeared in this room. And in this room, I saw a heap of bags. My God, it was like a small mountain. Loads of bags. And if you know Benny, I like bags. I like nice stuff, good stuff. But not detrimental to my soul. No, I like what the Lord gives to me. I appreciate that more. So when I saw these bags, there were two other ladies in the room. And I said to them, I said, can I have some? They just smiled at me. They were all this full of joy, people up there. And they nodded, so I took three bags. I was thinking in my mind, should I take the fourth one? When lo and behold, I was stirred in my spirit to look at the direction. I looked at the direction. Jesus was just there standing looking at me and shaking his head, no more. You know? So I didn't take any more. Now, after that, we went to do some other things. Again, my visit to heaven was so much. There were so many things that happened, but God would not let me remember everything. I believe that as time goes on, he will reveal to me what's transpired in heaven. But at the moment, it's only what he allows me to know that I remembered. So when I got these bags, I was really happy. Now, when I got back to my body, where were the bags? They were nowhere to be seen. Oh my gosh, I was so disappointed because these bags were the best bags I'd ever seen. Better than Gucci, better than Armani, better than Fendi, Louis Vuitton. The craftsmanship alone was amazing. They were really good. So when I got back to my body and couldn't find those bags, I was very disappointed. But I'll tell you what happened. After that incident, my God, I began to get bags. Left, right, center, middle, Fenty, I began to get good bags. And then one day the Holy Spirit reminded me, Benny, do you remember the three bags you took in heaven? I said, yes. I said, don't you understand those three bags were going to multiply to 100-fold? I was like, oh, no wonder Jesus didn't want me to have a fourth one. My gosh. Yes, that is very true. You see, God is real. It's easy to say, what is she saying? Is it true or not? It's very easy to say that. But I ask you a question. If I gave you a cup of tea or a bowl of soup in this case, can you tell me if it's sweet or bitter without first tasting it? The answer is no. Then how can you say God is not real? Without first of all giving him the chance to prove himself that he is real. God is real. And he's looking for everyone who will believe. The key there is trust him. Believe. How do you trust him? Open your mind to him. And then he will reveal himself to you. Our God is not a forceful God. He's a very, very amazing God. Fantastic God. He gives you a choice. He gives you choices to make. The choice is yours. But once you make the choice to want to know him, then you give him authority to come into your life. Praise God.
I mean, my visit carried on. I would love to tell you more and more about my visit to heaven.
But I can't put it enough in words. Words cannot justify it. But after my 21 days of fasting ended, my God, I wanted more. I just wanted more. I had a break of 5 days. Then I commenced another 21 days fasting. I just didn't want it to end. Now, this time my husband didn't fast with me. It was just me. And then one of those days, I visited heaven. Jesus taught me scriptures. Yes, he taught me scriptures. Like a little girl, I sat on his, he was sitting and I sat on the floor close to him. And he just kept teaching scriptures. Another time when I visited heaven, Jesus taught me scriptures and then took me to the Father God. Yes, the Father God. He was sitting on the throne, very fatherly. And the Father too began to teach me scriptures. So both of them taught me scriptures. And I'm always eternally grateful for that. When the trials of my life began because of my testimony and my experience with the Lord, these scriptures was what saved me. They saved me because I was able to utilize them because they were in my spirit. They just kept pouring out. Even I was wondering, where did these things come from? How come I knew this scripture? No, I was already taught by the Father. Guys, I'm telling you, be wise and choose God. Heaven is real and hell is no joke. It is so real. The devil is real. The devil is doing all it can to make sure people don't believe he is real. That's one of his greatest weapons, deceit. He is real. God is real. Jesus is real. The Holy Spirit of God is real. Heaven is real. And hell is no joke. Come on, Christians, wake up. Wake up. Why don't we see the power of God in our midst anymore? Because we are forgetting who we are. We are forgetting to surrender all to God. God will reveal himself to you when you make him your everything. Heaven is not an invisible thing. It is a visible thing that you can see through faith in God. Without God, life is meaningless. I asked the Lord, why me, Lord? Why me, Holy Spirit? And he took me to the book of Psalms 24. I've never really seen it there before. But then I opened it, and this is what it says. It says, who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? It said, he who has clean hands and a pure heart. Keep your hearts pure by making God the center of your life. Keep your life all holy by obeying the commands of God. Our God is a good God. Remember the story of the 10 virgins. 5 of them were foolish. 5 of them were wise. Choose to be among the wise and not the foolish. Choose God before it's too late. And as for those of you out there who do not believe that God exists, can you tell if an apple is sweet or bitter without first tasting it? It's easy to say there is no God, but you are alive because God gave you life. You are alive because God's love is demonstrated in you through Him giving you life. There is life in God, guys. Heaven is a real place, and hell is no joke. After my visits ended, I actually visited heaven again in 2013, 2014, and 2017. And after that, I've just been having dreams of visiting heaven. My prayer is that, Lord, you would just come, help me to visit heaven again, because I live for that. So guys, I encourage you with these words. Please, shaping up your life, because I keep having the dreams of the rapture. It is going to take place very soon. Very, very soon. There are so many things that Jesus showed me that I'm not allowed to talk about right now. But as time goes on, I will reveal it to you. He's preparing our place. He's preparing our mansion. He's preparing all these things for us. But you have to get there first. And the only way to get there is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. For He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one, believe me, no one goes to the Father but by Him. I remember one dream I had once where I walked on the bridge in heaven, and Jesus was right at the end of it. Jesus is the bridge that leads to heaven. Please get your life in order to redeem the time, for the hour is really short. Thank you for your time. Do visit my website, realtalkfindtalk.com. Until next time, God bless you.